Jim Taylor back on the RFD Radio Network, and a chance today to visit with an intern that'll be working this summer at the RFD Radio Network. Was supposed to work a year ago. We're talking about Jenna Preston, born and raised in the Western Illinois area, graduated from Rockridge High School in 2014, a student at Wisconsin-Platteville, winding down her education. Jenna Preston, welcome to the RFD Radio Network. A year late, you were supposed to be with us a summer ago, but I know kind of a road to recovery, a medical issue, but it looks like you're back at full strength. Welcome back.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I am back as full strength as I can be. I'm very excited to be down in Bloomington and work with the best of the best, as well as working with you, trying to figure out some technology stuff here. But I'm also so thankful. I'm late. I know I'm late, but I am so thankful that I got this opportunity and that they still gave me this opportunity after my road to recovery. So, yeah.
Well, I know they say patience is a virtue, but when you're dealing with, you know, a kid that's in college and worrying about graduating and you get an internship, how difficult was the patience part of this, you know, dealing with your recovery after your accident and saying, man, I had this opportunity, I got to put it off a year, and I got to get back, you know, my health, I got to feel good, but then still knowing that, man, I want this and I want my career to move forward. I assume that had to be one of the big challenges for you.
Yeah, I mean, there was days that I was very frustrated about, you know, I had this internship and I was just so ready to start it. But then again, last year was kind of my year to make myself better, as well as, you know, see the life in perspective that I never had. And I think that's what my accident gave me, but it also gave me the motivation to get this internship again. And I'm just so thankful that I have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah. And it involved a lot of therapy, right? You had it. The accident we're talking about is head injury. So a little bit about your recovery and kind of what that involved.
Well, I was sent home. I was sent back here to the Quad Cities, and I was in Unity Point in Rock Island for about 2 to 3 weeks there. And there was a big stepping stone because I could only say a handful of words when I left Madison. And I couldn't walk. I was still paralyzed on the right side of my body. And I'm very right-handed. So I actually learned how to write my name with my left hand. So that was, I mean, that's a virtue that I can say that I can do. As well, from there, I had to get a second surgery because there's this law in Wisconsin that you can't take the bone out of the state. So I had to actually, I wanted to stay local, didn't really want to go back into Madison for my surgery, because if they put my bone flap back in, there's a higher risk for infection there. And that's just not something I wanted to do. So from there, I had my surgery about June 6th, somewhere in there. And they put a titanium mesh in my head. I know the word mesh is sometimes misleading, but I mean, if we're talking about titanium, it's the strongest thing besides a bone.
Yeah.
So from there, I started therapy 4 days a week from 9 till 3:30.
Wow.
Over in Bettendorf at the Lift program with Genesis. And that worked with just about everything. And there was the biggest hurdle that I had to master is how to do math and how to get my speech back to where it was. Every day I can say that my speech is getting better. I mean, there's going to be bad days and good days, but I'm totally ready to get back to where I wanted to be. And that's kind of why I went back to school in the fall. I know maybe I went back too fast, but don't tell me I can't do something. I guess that's just the way my personality is.
Yeah, and we're talking about this occurred when you're talking about June. We're talking about June of 2017.
Yes.
And it's June of 2018, and the accident occurred where you go to school at Wisconsin Platteville. And I know, too, the other issue is you want to kind of, you know, get some of your recovery stuff back near where you grew up at home, because your family is there. You have a strong ag background, though, and that's what I want to get to, too, the perfect segue of why you're probably perfect for RFD radio. So a little bit about your farming and agricultural background in Western Illinois.
I grew up on my family's about 130-head Jersey farm, dairy farm. I mean, that's where I think I got most of my attitude about hard work and just the dedication to everything. I mean, you just have to be dedicated, and that's kind of how I was when I was recovering. And I think maybe because I recovered so fast and faster than I thought that I would, is because I am just was so dedicated, as well as I still have to be today. And I think, as well as being on my family's dairy farm, I was big into FFA, 4-H, here in Western Illinois, as well as I love telling the ag story, why we do things, how we do it, and, you know, the knowledge of that we need today in society, since we are, like, the slim 1% of the population here in the world, to understand agriculture, understand why we use certain things.
Well, that was spoken like a true champ. You're after recovery and therapy. Well, it'll be nice to hear you on the network and see you doing some things for the RFD radio team. So welcome aboard, and it's good to see. I think you're back at full strength. I know there's some other things you work about, but it's good to see you, you know, back at school and back on the career path, I guess, where you're headed, I think, is in the right direction. So good to see you, and looking forward to working with you this summer.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Jim.
That's Jenna Preston, intern this summer with the RFD radio network team.